In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, a lot of talk in the football world this week has been centered on Seattle. The national spotlight started with the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, and it continues through the weekend with a big game for the Washington Huskies. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, let's start with the undefeated Huskies.
It's really been a remarkable season for Washington. They're 9-0. They're ranked number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. And this is a relatively new thing, only in the last 3 years, where a panel of 12, starting in November, ranks weekly the top 25 teams, 4 of which will make the playoffs. And so there's great excitement about the land, especially in Montlake, for what the Huskies are accomplishing. And this week, it is being, I guess, quote-unquote, honored by ESPN's Game Day, which is a Saturday morning television show on ESPN that has become kind of a cult show where hundreds and even thousands of students show up to be in the background
that's
of the
right.
show. So that's going to be part of the scene. The big deal, of course, is the USC Trojans. The Trojans now have won 5 straight. They seem to be the second best or third best team in the Pac-12 conference. The other team would be Washington State, so
that's
we
right.
don't want to diss the Cougars,
nope,
making
not at
sure
all.
That they're happy that they're being considered, because they are 23rd in that poll. So they've had a very successful season, slow start, 2 losses, and that's the thing that's keeping them a little lower in the polls. So Washington plays USC at 4:30, and there's a whole lot of anticipation that if Washington does this, they might even advance a little bit in the polls, depending on the big games for the 3 teams ahead of them. All of that is going to lead to a remarkable game at Husky Stadium, which is sold out.
That'll be great. And turning to the Seahawks, they're coming off a big Monday night win against the Bills in Seattle, and they play the Patriots Sunday in New England.
Right. The Monday night extravaganza was in Seattle, and then we have the game day thing. So Seattle really is the center of the football universe for this week, and it was a lot of fun covering that game simply because there was just so much goofiness associated with it. The Seahawks finally found a passing offense and denied the Bills a field goal on a tremendously controversial play, and we don't have a half an hour here
right,
to deal with
to go
that.
Into intricacies of.
Just
what
to
happened?
Say that the Bills were very irked that they were denied 3 points, which could have made a big difference at the end of the game. But that was last Monday, and now we move to Sunday, where they play the 7-1 Patriots in Foxborough, which is going to be a very difficult thing, especially if the Seahawks don't come up with a running game somewhere on the flight from Seattle to Boston. It's been categorized as a rematch of the infamous Super Bowl that shall not be named in Seattle. But it's really not, because so much of the teams have changed. It's still the 2 coaches, Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, are, in my mind, the 2 best coaches in the NFL right now. Both of them really want to beat the other one. They won't ever say it, won't ever admit it, but they are in a class by themselves, so naturally they want to be at the head of that class. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, to watch it. I think the Seahawks are 7-point underdogs for a very good reason. That's the biggest disparity in the pregame odds that the Seahawks have had since 2012, when Russell Wilson was a rookie. So I think the Patriots are going to prevail by 10 to 14 points. The Seahawks aren't hitting on all cylinders like the Patriots, but the Seahawks still will be in the driver's seat in the NFC West and have a chance to recover from any loss and continue what they've got going, and I think improve a lot. They will get a running game when Thomas Rawls comes back from his injury, and I think it's still going to be a division championship in Seattle.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.